That's what I think. Somebody else that we want to hear from who is a thinker is Bill. Bill Roller from BR Capital. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Doing great, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Well, it's a beautiful sunny morning. The stock market isn't tanking as badly as yesterday. But I thought this debt limit deal was going to make it all better.
Well, it's kind of like the TARP deal. We know how well that worked out. Market after that was put in place.
Do you put any stock in the rumor that little tax cheat Timmy Geithner, who TurboTax Timmy, is going to resign and John Corzine is going to replace him?
Well, there have been rumors about Timmy resigning here actually for a couple of months. I hadn't heard as Corzine as his replacement, but look at it this way. I mean, they could put Michelle Bachman in there and it would probably be an improvement.
I think it would be.
But after looking at this whole debt deal battle, it kind of reminds me of what the Duke of Wellington said surveying the carnage at Waterloo. He said the only thing worse than a battle won is a battle lost. But in your earlier question, you were saying, do the liberals are thinking they won. And I think looking at the news, Obama pretty clearly thinks he lost, because he's not trumpeting it, and he signed it in secret. But, the Republicans won, but I agree they could have had a much, much larger victory.
Well, what we're seeing here is, I think, is the inability of Republicans to confront spending. And it's the spending stupid, to coin a phrase, or borrow a phrase from Bill Clinton's race, it's the economy stupid. It's the spending stupid. And Republicans, the dirty little secret is, Bill, Republicans, like Democrats, are addicted to spending. They like spending money. Well, and the fact that they managed to find $6 billion in cuts in the next budget, and then only $3 billion in the 2013 budget, is just representative of that. And I know what they're doing, Bill. They're just trying to get to the next election. But you know what? If they can't do it now, what makes us think if they hold the White House, Senate, and the House, they're actually going to cut spending then? Is that their track record? No.
No, not at all. And historically, they blinked back in 95, some stories coming out that when the Republicans shut down the government for a few weeks and then they gave in, the Democrats were flabbergasted. Didn't expect them to do it. Same thing, same dynamic is in place right now. And I think the real issue is Republicans cannot handle bad press.
Scared of their own shadow. What's interesting is that so many people, Bill, have bought the line that Republicans lost that government shutdown debate with Clinton. And they did, because they blinked. Because George Stephanopoulos, as you know, was Clinton's main guy back then, was in the White House, wrote in his memoir, Bill. He said, we were ready to give in to Gingrich, but he blinked first.
That's right.
I think the same thing happened here.
And like I said, Republicans won, but they could have done much, much better. But also understand, this is first bull run. This is just first Manassas, the opening battle of the Civil War. If you remember back then, the Washington elite went to observe the battle in their carriages, and unfortunately, the Union forces got routed. So you're going to be seeing this action going on, continuously. Every kind of spending bill, every kind of continuing resolution. There's one coming up here for September 30th, a continuing resolution to fund the government. I'd be shocked if we don't see the same thing start to happen again and the Tea Party assert itself.
Well, you probably will. Terry Jeffrey wrote a scathing editorial on CNS News today about Boehner giving in on the last continuing resolution, which added about and got nothing for it, absolutely nothing for it, and was supposed to have cut the size of government, $100 billion, then it was $38 billion, then it ended up being $17 billion, and now we find out it's a $3 billion increase.
Oh yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, and we're going to see that again because Boehner is a big government establishment Republican.
Well, certainly we've been seeing some defections from the Tea Party, where the head of the Tea Party is coming in saying we need a new speaker. hopefully that will stiffen his spine a little bit and give him a little backbone there to, you know, continue this fight. But just as I said, just in the Civil War, Lincoln had to go through five generals before he found Grant, and we may have to do the same thing with our leadership.
I think you're right, you're absolutely correct. Now, the markets yesterday tanked. China and Russia are blasting the U.S. over the debt limit deal. There's a Drudge headline that just came out. Markets are not doing well. Is it because of the economy or is it because of the debt limit deal?
Well, it's primarily because of the economy, but certainly the debt limit deal isn't helping at all. I'm looking at the article, China joins Russia in blasting U.S. borrowing after debt ceiling agreement on Bloomberg. Now, let's think about that. We're being lectured by the two historical communist countries on fiscal responsibility to the bastion of capitalism and freedom in the world. What's wrong with this picture?
It's hard to argue with that point.
Yeah, certainly anyone who ever served during the Cold War like myself is kind of scratching their heads in wonder. And I'm sure Dwight David Eisenhower is rolling in his grave over that one. So
Moody's didn't downgrade us yet, but they did put us on a warning.
Negative watch.
Fitch.
Yeah.
So what is that? What does the warning mean to the average investor or person out there that's listening to us right now?
Well, what people have to understand is the Treasury bills are considered risk-free. So the Treasury yield curve, you know, everything from the three-month bills out to the 30-year notes, they define the interest rate structure. And everything else in the market, corporate bonds, high-yield bonds, mortgage bonds, you know, the price of money to get a mortgage, takes its cue off that curve. And so when Moody's says, these things are kind of risky, that it shifts up, and, you know, the spreads get wider. And that's what we're seeing in the marketplace.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see all of this play out. Bill, how can people contact you if they want to take advantage of your insight and expertise into the markets?
Well, they're always welcome to give us a call, 800-562-7096. We're online at brcapitalinc.com. And I always love to talk to people, and especially your listeners, because they tend to be well-informed.
They are, and that's part of my mission in life, is to inform listeners. Bill, as always, thanks for joining us. I look forward to these chats, and we'll talk again.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Have a great one. Bye.
You too. It is Bill Roller, folks. Check him out, BR Capital, great local company.